In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.
Have you ever been in a situation where you're having a good and a pleasant time? You're happy, you're lighthearted, you're joyful, and then someone comes in the room and just totally changes the atmosphere. They suck the life right out of the room with their words and their actions. Sometimes they don't even have to say or do anything. Just the energy coming off of them is enough to sour the mood of the whole room. Has that ever happened to you? Foolish question, right? That happens to all of us. It's happened to every one of us. It's such a human experience that we have dozens of common expressions to describe the situation. Rain on your parade, take the wind out of your sails, throw cold water on it, burst your bubble, put a damper on, party pooper, fun sucker. The list goes on and on and on. The expressions pile up. Why are there so many terms for this? It's because it happens all the time. It's a very common experience to have your joy and your peace vaporized by somebody's negative energy. And of course, if we're willing to be honest and truthful about the matter, I would guess every last one of us has also been on the giving end of that kind of negative energy, as well as on the receiving end. A person would have to have an unprecedented amount of grace and self-control to not be guilty of that from time to time. And the reason it happens so frequently is because energy is contagious. We are communal beings designed for community in community. And if I enter a room with anger or judgment or cynicism or aggression or arrogance or pessimism, the people in that room are going to feel it, because we're all connected. Kind of a dour way to start a sermon on the first Sunday after Pascha, isn't it? Well, don't worry, the sun's coming out right now, because the gospel is nothing if not good news. So here's the good news. If it's true that our negative and broken and fallen and off-the-mark energy is contagious to those around us, how much more contagious and how much more powerful are the divine energies of God that work through us? Or to put it another way, what's stronger, dark or light? It takes very little light to destroy a large amount of darkness. I mean, if you were in this church on Pascha night, it just took a few candles to make the atmosphere entirely brighter. Or as the Apostle John says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can do nothing about it. And in contrast to the negative energy and presence a person can bring into a room, that same person can bring the light of Christ. Or to go further, every human being who wants it can be a bringer of grace. Everyone. Every one of you can be a bringer of grace, can be the presence of God to those around them. Every one of you can fill a place with light. I just mentioned how we've all experienced someone bringing prickly energy. Is it not just as true, dare I say more true, that we've all experienced the presence of someone who just by being there, that person fills the room with love and warmth, and peace. Their kindness, their gentle strength are so palpable that they too change the energy of the room, but for the better, for the better. Something might be wrong or dark or sad, and the person, by being there, changes it for the better. They bring a calm holiness. They bring a sense that you are important in the eyes of God. There's joy with them regardless of what's going on around them. They bring a confidence that light and beauty will win in the end. And they prove it. They prove it because beauty and light are already winning within their own heart, are already winning within their own life. In the passage from Acts that Jonathan read for us today, we have what I find to be an amazing and powerful statement. Really, it's one of my favorite lines in the entire New Testament. We heard the new believers laid the sick out in the streets. And it says, so that at least Peter's shadow might fall on them. And then it says they were all healed. They were all healed. Peter's shadow might fall on them, and they were all healed. You want an example of someone bringing the love of God into a room, of someone bringing divine energy into an entire neighborhood? Look no further than Simon Peter in this single verse. The love that Simon Peter has for Jesus Christ must be enormous, that merely his shadow brings healing to the sick. Now, this is not Peter's own energy. This is Peter bearing Jesus Christ to another human being and to an entire neighborhood. I would go so far as to say this is Simon Peter being Jesus Christ to another human being. I mean, to heal simply by being present, by simply casting one's shadow on another, that's quite a shadow. That's quite a shadow. That's a shadow whose light is nothing short of divine love. And that's the same quality that you experience when you're in a room with someone who radiates God's peace and God's warmth and God's love. They are bringing Peter's shadow, which is made from angelic light, which is made from divine light. And you know it's grace when you feel it because it heals. Because it heals something inside of you. And so here's a part for you. In the same way that you may at times bring negative energy into a room when you're not having your best day, where you take the wind out of someone's sails or rain on their parade, if you're capable of that, don't fret. It means you're also capable of bringing in the angelic light. It means that you're capable of bringing that brightness, because as many as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ, and that includes you. That divine energy, that presence of the love of Jesus Christ, Peter's shadow, as it were, that's inside you also. And the love and the joy and the energy is your inheritance. It's what you have become. And maybe it gets covered from time to time. Maybe you even feel like it's been buried in you for a long time. But that light is in you. If it's divine light, it cannot be put out. And that light doesn't shine on my neighbor by my own efforts. It's not just you in isolation or you by striving. That light shines on my neighbor by me stepping out of the way, getting out of God's way, and by me letting the light of Jesus Christ shine through, the light of God that is gifted to and in me. And you can be a healing presence in any room you enter, not by your own purposes, your own energy, your own agenda, but because of who dwells in you. The one who dwells inside you is the light who came into the world. And through you, that light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can't do a stinking thing about it. Amen.